Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, halfway point in the broadcast. We've been simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv since the beginning of the last hour. I want to go to your phone calls now until the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to go over host of just incredibly important news on a plethora of key issues as we analyze the state of the world, as we attempt to get the population informed about what's going on our planet. Right now, let's go to Philip in Kansas. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, Philip.
I haven't talked to you since I was a guest on your show last year. I'm promoting Begging for Billionaires.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to come back on as a guest because I got a lot of news. But the thing about Cleaver, I have a lot of dope on Cleaver because many years ago when they were doing the intermodal hub out at Richard Kabar Air Base, Cleaver had bought land right outside the air base called 40 Acres and a Mule. And it was Cleaver and Archie Welch, and they track basically comes around, so they would have taken all the property to expand the track for the intermodal hub. Well, we went to the feds with this, and of course the feds didn't do anything.
And right now you're a activist filmmaker we've interviewed before in studio. You're talking about the congressman lying and saying people were screaming N-word and he was spit on.
Yeah, and this is when he was mayor. There was rumors there was a videotape which has never been found of him.
Hold on, I don't want to put rumors out.
But, Cleaver's been known as, being corrupt and lying. Because when he was mayor, he lied. I've got videotape of him lying when he was mayor.
We have no doubt that he lied and said he was called the N-word and spit on. And so he needs to be held accountable for that. He is race baiting because the government is scared to death of black people and white people coming together against tyranny.
The other question I have is, Fox News and everybody coming against you. I'm not a lawyer or anything. Why don't you go after them for slander? They called the cops on you illegally. Don't you have grounds for slander? And also, the state of Kansas, something you may want to look into. Kansas has a criminal slander statute, which my ex-political partner was nabbed by the mayor of Wyandotte County, and what that is they prosecute you, you go to prison, and you pay a huge fine. And that's
right.
what you want to see.
Philip, I appreciate your call. Look, I'm one of the few people who's actually had to sue folks before when they've slandered me or defamed me in a premeditated fashion. There has to be malice of forethought, knowing you're lying, trying to hurt somebody. And there's certainly hundreds of people and groups I could sue. But if I spent all my time, money, and energy suing people, I wouldn't be able to make films, I wouldn't be able to reach out to people, I wouldn't be able to run the websites, I wouldn't be able to do what we're doing, building the new studio. And most people on the internet and on radio know that everything that's said about me is a lie. It's just they're always making up new and more ridiculous things. And so many lies have been told, just none of it has any effect anymore. But I have to publicly counter Fox because they say they called, and we showed the article yesterday, with several articles written about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I put a YouTube video out about it last night, and they said they called Homeland Security on us for comments, and they implied that we were behind it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then we pointed out that they're the ones really calling for violence on Fox television, and in their comments. So they're hypocrites, and they're trolling our site, trying to get us in trouble. What does that say?
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over this key article, the K Street hustling of Obamacare, how the insurance companies really wrote this scam. You get that information out, we'll be able to repeal this. It's the truth. But you let the left and the Republicans lie about what this really is, it's going to stay in place. That is coming up. All right, I want to run through your calls quickly now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Texas.
Alex. I found out about you about 2 weeks ago, and kind of feel like you're Morpheus and I'm Neo, and you gave me the little red pill, and it's pretty heavy stuff here. And I guess the question is, you know, as a newbie in this, it's, you know, like I said, kind of heavy. I'm trying to figure out what, is there any website or any direction for, you know, financially and things of that nature. I know I want to get my money out of my 401k I know you were talking about IRAs and pension funds and them trying to take that over. How about gold IRAs and such? I mean, do those appear safe, or are we better just, you know, taking
it
out?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I don't give financial advice. I tell people what I'm thinking, and I have different financial experts from different perspectives on, so people can make up their own mind. Bloomberg, WorldNet Daily, they're all reporting on what the White House is saying, and they're now pressuring public and private pension funds. And the federal regulators get what they want, but people are scared of them. to invest in, quote, fail banks. And I know there are gold IRAs, and many of those have performed better than, you know, other type of IRAs and 401ks and things that are, you know, made up of different investments and mutual funds or stocks and bonds or a mix of those. And I think diversification is always the answer. I mean, that's a tried and true tactic. And I think people should be in a lot of different things if you have enough money to be in a wide spectrum investment portfolio. But I would rather physically hold gold and silver than have a gold IRA. I know Ted Anderson promotes some good gold IRAs, and if you think the system's safe and that they're not going to take it, the point is you'd want to invest in some of those because they have been performing, in many cases, much better than other IRAs. But again, that's up to you to make that decision, Alan.
I completely understand, but, you know, it's in just finding directions to go, and I understand you're not a financial planner, but anyway, I appreciate it. It's like, this is pretty heavy stuff, and I appreciate your help, and keep up the good work.
Alan, good to have you on board, and I should have asked Alan how he found the show. Please pay it forward. If you are listening on local AM and FM, tell your friends and family, neighbors, people at grocery stores, hey, tune in, Alex Jones is on, or he's on in an hour, or he's on tomorrow, key information. Send friends and family the free link on Infowars.com to download the iPhone app that has 5 stars. There's very few iPhone apps that have 5 stars. Upwards of 1,000 ratings now, 5 stars. You may not have an iPhone, but your friends, your family, your neighbors do. Anybody can listen off the audio link, streams in different formats at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but the iPhone app lets you take it on the road. We have the Flycast free app. We have links to that as well for any type of cell phone out there. It's all there. And so it's good to hear that you've gone down the rabbit hole and are really starting to see the matrix. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in New York. Paul, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good talking with you. Well, I've been a fan for quite a while, and thanks for everything that you're doing. I wanted to know, I've been, you know, I have an aunt that I debate things with a lot. She's a big Obama fan and things like that. I just bring up 911. I mean, she acts like everything's Obama. Everybody's against Obama, and I'm more... I said, well, what about 911 before Obama? That happened, and, you know, I didn't know they had a 911 debunked on YouTube, and I'm wondering, do you know about that, and are you guys doing anything to debunk that? Because I never saw that before. Is that something new?
Okay. I take it you're a new listener, Paul. Or, I mean, are you asking me if I've ever questioned the official story of 9/11?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not questioning that. I know that you have. I'm an old listener. I've been listening for about a year now. But I'm wondering if you're aware of that debunked website, because she sent me that. I was never aware of that before.
All right, Paul, I appreciate your call. There are hundreds of government-funded so-called independent groups, and this came out in Cass Sunstein's Chicago Law School reports. He's now the White House regulations czar. And he said, we must get groups that look independent to go out and attack 9/11 truth. I mean, NIST has given 6 different reasons that Building 7 fell and has had to go back over each one. The way Popular Mechanics debunked 9/11 truth was by saying that only one aircraft had been intercepted by NORAD in the year before when it was 160 plus. They just lie. They say that the Tower 1 and 2 were hollow inside and had no supports. I mean, it's just ridiculous levels of disinformation. I would just move on from your aunt. People who want to be willfully ignorant, people who want to be raped by the government, people who say his name isn't Barry Sitaro, they're not going to be woken up. And the media always makes it about how he's being attacked by Republicans. He's being attacked. He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. The leadership of both parties are all in it together. It's all staged. They just share power and occasionally fight with each other over the levers of power. And so I would reach out to people that are waking up and people that do care. I would move on from your aunt and don't waste your time. Let her be ignorant. Let her love Obama. If you want to wake her up to Obama, I would give her the Obama Deception on DVD. You don't have to even buy the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. You can just go to Google or any search engine and type in The Obama Deception. There's thousands of copies of it online for free. The top link, in fact, let's do this live on air. Go to Google, live on screen, and type in The Obama Deception. And the top link is a link to a director's channel on YouTube where the whole two-hour film is there for free in decent quality. It's in a lot better quality at prisonplanet.tv. And you can be a member and support us and watch the live TV show and get better quality podcasts and all of that. But I don't care. I mean, it just took them 5 seconds. And he lied about signing statements. He lied about lobbyists. He lied about everything. And he's lying about what the health care bill really does. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid. It's a robbery. Even from her liberal perspective, she needs to understand that's a lie. But you can't wake the dead. And you know what? But at least she's engaging you and trying to counter what you're saying. So don't let it get you down if you can't wake some people up, okay? Mona in Texas, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm okay.
I have a quick comment and a question. My family personally has suffered at the infiltration of CPS, family courts, and other paid henchmen in our lives. My 30-year-old daughter committed suicide on 11/10/2005 after a 5-year war with a very corrupt CPS and family court system. Now, as of late, the former Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found dead last Friday, as you know already. As we all know, Nancy Schaefer was a true crusader against the wrath that CPS and the family court system causes innocent families. I've watched many of your videos. Was Nancy scheduled to be a future guest again on your show, and did Nancy also try to reach you with great urgency to no avail? I just would like to know, what is your take on all this, and why you didn't return her calls? Thank you.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm bad. I mean, at the end of the day, everything's my fault. I'm evil, that's why. No, I mean, let's be serious. We get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, thousands of emails a day, and I've been trying to get Red Beckman on for the last week, and he doesn't have an answering machine, so it just rings and rings. He may be out of town. So if something ever happened to Red Beckman, it's not that I'm bad and did something to him. It's that we were unable to get him on the show. I'm saying hypothetically. Yes, Rob Dew came in and said, you know, in the last few months, she called a few times and said she had some, you know, new developments, interesting information. And I think I'm probably wandering around with two phones on my head and, you know, trying to get the air conditioning fixed or whatever's going on around here. I'm like, yeah, yeah, let's get her back on. Then it falls through the cracks. See, I'm not omnipresent. I'm not God. But we've had her on the show several times, and but I guess I'm bad. I mean, I apologize. It's my fault. Maybe I killed her. Okay, we're going to go ahead and let that lady go. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Coming up in the next hour, we have William Fain, who'd been working on a film and who had interviewed her, and he'd talked to her 48 hours before she was killed. And so we'll be talking about that some coming up in the next hour. Her husband and her were killed. But to be serious here, it sounded like you were reading an email, ma'am. And look, if there's a cloudy day, the Internet blames me for it. That's COINTELPRO and jealousy. If somebody slips on a banana peel, I caused it. I mean, if somebody in New Zealand slips on a banana peel and they fall down, they go, ah, Alex Jones, I'm going to write a blog about this. And so it's just a completely mentally ill distraction, as usual, from reality that's going on here. But I'll come back and continue with your phone calls, and I'll get into healthcare and a bunch of other really important news straight ahead on the other side of this break. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You said at one time that the students from the University of Arizona got 30,000 DVDs out of yours.
Yes.
I would consider them the Freedom College of the year 2009, and I wonder who's going to be the Freedom College of the year 2010. I think 30,000 can be done, outdone, and I think that we're coming up on Easter break. By next Christmas break, you could be announcing who got the most DVDs out, and it could even go further. I kind of think the computer geeks got an edge over the jocks, but hey, if they promote your stuff and get it out, and who has more to lose? They do at the moment. I've led a good three-quarters of a life, do a good half-life. They're just starting, and they have to have something to live for.
All right, Dave, I appreciate your call. Interesting. Travis in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
I apologize. I just wanted to mention real quick, I noticed on the iPhone app post, a lot of people were mentioning that they wanted something for the Motorola Droid. If they download Droid Live, it's a free app. They can listen to your show live or the rebroadcast.
Tell us the name of that app again.
It's Droid, D-R-O-I-D, Live, L-I-V-E, and then Lite is the free version.
And then what do they do? Just go click on links on my website that have the regular stream, or how does that work?
No, they just go into the app, and then they can click on the search button and type in Alex Jones. The first link is your live feed or rebroadcast.
Well, that's good news, Travis. I know that there's basically free apps for every phone out there to be able to stream our show. It's just that people then have to search it to find it. That's why I'm making our own apps that specifically go to our page and give people links to the podcast and the live streams and the retransmitted streams makes it easy. But, yes, there's Flycast. There's a whole bunch of other systems out there where basically anybody with a cell phone can listen to the show. Thanks for the info. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Travis. But yeah, people should send us links to all the apps that have worked well for them, and we'll start putting them in the Listen Live page. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. You're on the air, Brandon.
Alex, good to hear from
yes.
you. Yes. Hey, I just wanted to make this real short, but I just wanted to say that you've really lit a fire in me, and you know the spirit of 1776 resonates in me, and I actually work for a video store that's closing. I won't say who it is, but if you watch the news, you probably got a good idea. But I've been showing your films in here on a daily basis, and you wouldn't believe how many people stop and watch the films and how, you know, it really resonates in them, too. They're just scared to come out and say it. You know,
well, Brandon, that's why we talk about the films being one of the key weapons and why the establishment always criticizes and says, Alex, with his videos, hundreds of millions of people have watched him free online. No telling how many copies, how many showings, how many copies of my 25 films have gotten out there, all because of people like you. And you can show somebody one film, and it will give them the big picture. A film like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, coming out this month, it's already April, the two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire. I mean, this is effective because you've only got to show somebody the truth if they're open to it once, because they already know what's going on at a subconscious level. They've got big pieces of the puzzle, and then it brings it all into focus. So I want to commend what you're doing. So I guess you work at Blockbuster, and it's going under.
You got it, brother. And, you know, I've played Obama Deception, you know, Fall of the Republic. You know, I own pretty much every film that you have, and, you know, I'm always letting them out to people and making copies. And I'm actually, me and my boss, you know, woke him up to the fact, you know, he was a Glenn Beck fan. And, you know, I had to stray him away from that NWO shield, but, you know, we're coming together, and, you know, we're going to start a podcast, and, you know, we're really going to hit this hard because, you know, it's going to take more people like us, more people like you, and, you know, congressmen like Ron Paul to step up and not be afraid of really what, you know, the truth is and stand for firm beliefs. And, you know, that's
absolutely. We've got the truth. They've got the lies. If all of us just start getting involved and waking others up in a peaceful fashion and exposing the corruption in our government, it is going to come down. God bless you. Anything else?
That's it, man. God bless you.
Thank you. I like that can-do, take-action spirit. Let's jam in one more call. Cameron in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Worldwide Transmission. Hey. Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be talking to you finally. I've been listening to your show here for a little while, and I started out by answering the 9/11 stuff and ended up running into everything else you talked about. The reason I was calling you is we haven't really been bothered by too much of what's going on, because I wouldn't consider us to be in a very hot spot for any kind of federal activity, but here lately we've had some weird stuff going on. They put on a TV broadcast we need to start registering our phone numbers and a countywide and statewide registration, and they put in there for emergency purposes. I didn't think nothing about it. I thought it was kind of a dumb idea. I didn't really want to know what my number was.
This is all part of the standard federalization of everything. And sure, it all has the dual use of emergency services. But in the government documents, it also has the dual use of tracking, tracing, and controlling you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Okay, I want to go through a big news blitz and then back to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I love hearing the callers, but I may institute call screening. Not for your content, but for your phone quality. With these headsets and these cell phones and these speaker phones, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you with an earpiece. Because headphones were making me start to have hearing loss. And I literally, a third of the time, cannot understand what the callers are even saying. Or I'm making out bits and pieces. And so I'm going to institute this right now, from now until eternity. That either has to be a landline or a clear cell phone where we can hear you. Doesn't have to be great quality. But if we can't understand you, you can still be on the show. You just got to get to a landline. You got to get to a phone where we can understand you. Because, I mean, it's unbelievable. 1-800-259-9231. We always go to the extreme, though. It's like the message board. For 2 years, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, hundreds of thousands of people have posted comments, probably even more. It's ridiculous. What is it? Tens of thousands a month or more. And COINTELPRO went in and posted threats, and we got Secret Service, FBI visits, Fox News reporting us to Homeland Security, AP articles, Wired magazine stories implying we're doing it. and that it's my fault. Now, I see death threats and stuff all over YouTube, all over Fox Nation. That's okay. They don't get government visits. They don't get demonized. We do. I can no longer do it. And the problem is with this system where you've got to log in, it's actually weighing down the server. So I'm getting to the point where we have to get rid of comments altogether. And that's just because they're trying to set us up and destroy us with this. It's very easy. They're COINTELPRO again, lying on InfoWars, lying on Prison Planet. They lie about everything, saying you've got to give your real name. No, you don't. You got to create a username and your email that then, just like any other message board or comments on any other newspaper, it then sends you an email. And then that way, when somebody's posting death threats or whatever, we can delete them, and it's a little bit easier to keep the death threats and all the rest of it off of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody else makes you register, and there's a reason, because it gets out of control. So that's going on from here on into eternity at InfoWars, at Prison Planet. It's made the quality of the comments rise. The trolling has gone way down, and it's made it more manageable for us to be able to provide people a platform to have discussions and debates and to discuss the articles. There was another point I wanted to make about that, too. Then it just slipped my mind. Oh, I mean, we'd also had tens of thousands, no exaggeration, of emails and comments saying, I can't let my children on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because there's cussing everywhere. And so we put software in or a plug-in in where if somebody tries to say F-U, it cuts off the C-K. Or if somebody tries to say, you know, the S word, you see S-T. And look, it's over. Any cussing, you're deleted. You come back and cuss with a new email, you're deleted. This is not a place like a bar room to sit around or a U.S. Navy ship where you're in the canteen talking like sailors. Because we try to just say, have a free-for-all, and people just go crazy. Okay? It's my website. You can do what you want with your website. You can do it, and the spam is over, too. People just don't make comments. They just plug their websites over and over. That's over. We're going to delete you for that. That's the same thing with the calls. From now on, John, and also when we take phone calls on our system, if somebody's phone line doesn't sound clear, if you're having trouble, I mean, here's the benchmark. If you're having trouble hearing what a caller says, they don't go on air. I appreciate the don't, yes, but what do you think about that? Say that again. I said they're over here with a female, and there's a lot of, you hear what I'm saying, Alex? And I guess this all falls on me. I don't know why I didn't institute this earlier with the phone calls. But I know why. I've been on talk radio 14 years ago. 14 years ago, 90% of the calls you got were landlines, and they were clear. And now it's just Skype and Internet and cell phone and, I mean, it sounds like you're talking to someone. And I just can't understand it. All right. Enough on that. I've got all this news to cover. I'll admit this, though. I need a vacation, man. I have been so tired lately. You know, I've got a fighting spirit to fight tyranny. But I just constantly think about this stuff. I constantly research. And then I get up here on air with all these piles of clear evil, clear tyranny. And I'm glad we're waking people up. I'm glad we're having a big effect. But it should be a lot bigger. We shouldn't have to argue with people that tyranny is upon us. Of course tyranny is upon us. Of course society is out of control. Of course we have a big problem. All right, I just spent about 6 minutes babbling. I've got a bunch of news I want to get to here. Where's my news out of the CBC that I barely mentioned at the end of the show about pills with antennas on them so the government can make sure you're taking your medication. Oh, I'll find it. Here it is. Pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. This makes me tired. I mean, I don't even want to get into all the ramifications of this. And then I know there's going to be all these idiots out there that say, that's good. And then I know about how they're setting it up where mainline apartments now are saying the refrigerators watch what you eat and what you do and track you for the government. And I mean, it's like a bad dream, and I just want to wake up from it. It is a bad dream. By the way, guys, there's a new video we just put out this morning where I expose Fox News trying to frame me. I want to play that at the start of the next hour. We have it now? We do have it now? Yeah, cue it up. Cue it up. I want to play that right now. I want to play that right now, then I'll go into all this news. Because I think a lot of what's tiring me out is the realization that we've been right about all of this and that it's so real and that I am right. I mean, every day I wish I'm wrong. Every day I wish this wasn't true. Every day I wish we could change things. Every single day. Do we have it? Well, I think I say it all here, and this is important. This is news. And the reason I'm talking about it is we're being targeted. And just like they're going after the internet and wanting to shut down free speech, we are under attack. We are being targeted. And the weird thing is I'm not even really freaked out by it. It makes me tired. It makes me resigned. It just makes me feel sorry for my fellow man and how much scum there is out there. Let's go ahead and roll this.
Things are starting to really get crazy. I mean, even I can't believe what's happening. We've had the London Guardian, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the New York Times, hundreds of other establishment publications, TV networks, CNN, all calling me saying, are you causing the violence in America? No, I'm not causing the violence in America. What's causing the people of this country to get upset and angry is articles like this out of Business Week. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. And it says federal regulators are basically pressuring private and public pension funds, the pension funds of police, the pension funds of unions, firefighters, teachers, to invest to prop up failed banks. That's the type of news that I cover on my syndicated radio show and at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or when it comes out in mainstream news that the Mumbai attacks were run by a U.S. government agent and it's in a federal affidavit, I cover it. Or when the controlled media on the left and the right are not talking about how insurance companies actually wrote the health care bill and that it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and makes people buy insurance from the insurance companies and that it's true fascism, the left won't talk about that and the right won't talk about that. I will. I will point out that it's a bailout to the insurance companies, a robbery. And that's why the radio show and the websites are so popular, because it's just common sense. We don't work for the left. We don't work for the right. We work for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and freedom. Now, that said, I want to tell Fox News something. I don't want to be your enemy. I know you've got a lot of federal operatives working for you. I know Glenn Beck is there to co-opt the Tea Parties with Sarah Palin and basically control populism and redirect it into the Republican Party. But I can't put up with this anymore, Fox News. Two stories yesterday from Fox News in the terrorism section. This is where the news about terrorism is, implying that my website is supporting and promoting threats against the IRS, threats against the government, you name it. And they craftily talk about articles on my website and then mention that people in the articles, but not in the articles, it's actually in the comments, are talking about violence against the IRS, violence against the government, violence against Obama. And what's important here, the key here is, in one of the Fox News articles, in the terrorism section, Fox News says they were on InfoWars.com and that they saw threats to the government so that they called Homeland Security. In fact, that's in this article, Military Husband Probed for Allegedly Posting Threats on Radical Website. And then it says, the action was taken after FoxNews.com inquired about the online comment. There's another article here. Feds investigate death threats to IRS employees after health bill approved. These were both on March 30th. Two separate articles. I spent 5 minutes this morning when I saw these stories going to Fox Nation and their other websites that have comments, and there was talk about killing people, about the Marines attacking the government, about killing Obama. Another Fox pundit was making jokes about killing Obama on Fox TV. We have that video posted in this article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Fox News calls for Obama to be killed, while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. We have always spoken out against violence, and we have the Southern Poverty Law Center. We have the ADL. We have all these other organizations saying that I'm calling for killing police and that I'm causing police to be killed. We've seen this talking point in the last year with no evidence. We've always called for nonviolence like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King talked about. So they're clearly trying to propagandize and manipulate police and the IRS and others to audit us, to arrest us. We've had the Secret Service here repeatedly in the last few months. We've had the FBI here. We're getting subpoenas over this. All because Fox News and others, and we've now discovered Fox has been doing this for several months, are culling through hundreds of thousands of comments. We get several million visitors per website a week. And calling the police on us. And then we go to Fox Nation, and there is stuff many times more violent and actual threats against the president, and that's all being ignored. So this is so hypocritical. Fox News sees Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and what I do on the radio as a threat because they're posing as the opposition to the New World Order. They're posing as the alternative media. They have more viewers than all the major cable news channels combined. And I'm this separate radio talk show host and filmmaker who maybe has one-tenth, maybe, of their viewers and listenership, but I am the greatest threat to what they're doing. And so they're coming after me. Fox News, I know a bunch of you working there are psychopaths and sociopaths, but I'm a human being. I have a family. I'm not calling the FBI and Homeland Security on you. I'm not even asking my viewers right now and my listeners to go file criminal complaints and reports against you for what's on your websites. You're not guilty for commenters on Fox Nation calling for the death of the president or the death of illegal aliens. You are somewhat guilty for your pundits joking about killing Obama and tying it into Osama bin Laden. I mean, that is over the top. And so you are there inciting all this violence and then blaming me. That is wrong. You can't do this. It's wrong. And I'm just sick of Glenn Beck attacking Ron Paul over the years. I'm sick of you demonizing true patriots, true conservatives, true libertarians. We broke the Mayak report. We broke the Homeland Security report, where the federal government's main target is conservatives and libertarians in this country. And I know you're upset about that. I know that you want to pose as a twisted form of Alex Jones and Ron Paul. But it's not going to work. And I'm here to tell you that the people are seeing through what you're doing. We're calling for none of this. We're decrying it. We're exposing the fact that this militia was infiltrated by feds and that they provocateured them. We're exposing that the Mumbai massacre was run by a U.S. federal agent. We're exposing the fact that mainstream media pushed the hoaxes of WMDs in Iraq and now Iran. We're trying to save our country. And what are you doing? You're trying to sick the IRS and the FBI and Homeland Security on us. You are more than hypocrites. And you're trying to destroy Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the work that I do. And you're putting my family in danger. And everyone needs to understand that what you're doing is terroristic and criminal and stinks to high heaven as a Karl Rovian type trick.
Everybody, all right, folks. And you can watch the rest of the video up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Fox frames Alex Jones as instigator of violent web comments. That video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's very, very serious. But these people are ruthless psychopaths. Not everyone that works there, but you see the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them putting out the same thing, really trying to sick the IRS and Homeland Security on me, thinking the IRS and Homeland Security are complete idiots. And we better get that Alex Jones. He's saying kill us. Everything in this New World Order is about manipulation of people. Everything in this New World Order is about dumbing people down and playing them off against each other while this tiny one-tenth of 1% elite manipulates society. And I'm here saying wake up to the manipulation. Wake up to the control. You don't have to believe what I believe. You'll have your own perspective, but for heaven's sakes, admit there's an agenda there and start learning how this agenda operates. We're going to come back, start getting into more of this key news on healthcare and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready. Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys, and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start the next hour and get into this healthcare situation and go over the lobbyists that were involved and who actually funded it. That'll take a while. Then your calls, and in the last 20 minutes or so, we have a guest who was one of the last people to talk to Nancy Schaefer before her and her husband died, were killed a week and a half ago. I think it looks very suspicious. We talked to this fellow a few days ago, and he said, yeah, it does look suspicious. Now he's saying, well, he's talked to investigators. He doesn't know. But regardless, it's the smoking gun info he has and the last work that Nancy Schaefer was working on exposing the CPS in her state. So that is coming up, very important information. And he says it's smoking gun info. And when she was calling here, she wasn't desperate. She was just like, I've got some new big developments, some important developments. And I just wish it wouldn't have fallen through the cracks. We had her on several times. We want all this info on. This is what we expose. This is what we do. Here's some of the other news. And again, I've got, give me a document cam shot, guys, a wide shot. This is only, all of this is 4 days of news. And I read and scanned over all of this. And it's virgin when I'm reading it for the first time. And it's an effect mentally I have. It's a problem that then once I've already covered it myself, the first time I'm interested in it, the second time it just makes me sick. And then you can think a lot faster than you can talk. There's so many elements to each one of these stories. It almost does a disservice to just mention each story and to not then go into the different facets of it. To give people the full background and how it ties into the larger control grid. Here's one out of the CBC television. Canadian Broadcasting System. Pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. They're always wanting to force people to take their meds, or, oh, you want to have welfare? You got to go to a government psychiatrist, and, oh, guess what? More than half the time, they say you're mentally ill. We'll give you government money, but we want you on drugs, which is then a kickback to the drug makers. Taxpayers got to pay for it. It gets you into the system. They can now list you as mentally ill, take your rights that way. They want to get you in the mental health system, in the welfare system, in the criminal justice system, in the debt system. They want to reduce you to the level of a pauper. But see, that's only one facet. Then there's the whole facet of medical tyranny, forcing you to have microchips with antennas in your body. And I've talked to high-level government operatives who are too scared to come on air. One of them was getting ready to and then got threatened. His phone was tapped about how Singapore, well, I'm not even supposed to get into it. And then you tell people you're not going to talk about something because it's off record. And then the point is, why do you think they want you to take the H1N1 so badly? They do have nanotech microchips. They do have microscopic microchips. They are injecting the population with microchips. They are putting poison in the water. They are taking babies' blood at birth. And for a Pentagon eugenics database, I told you that more than 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I told you 4 years ago, they're giving you free laptops at school to watch you at home. Now it's admitted. It's so incredible. Why do we have to have this happen? What's wrong with the sheep that they don't get more upset and carry their weight? All right, I'm going to finish up with this when we get back. It's just disgusting. And then all these other articles on the police state front, the medical tyranny front, and everything else that's happening. We'll be right back, and we'll get to Nathan, Bob, Keith, Michael, John, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.